You're listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Abstract art is the focus of three shows up at galleries around Culver City right now. And art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp is here to tell us about it. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
First artist is Pia Camille, who lives in Mexico City. Now, her show's up at Bloom and Poe, and you say that Mexican billboards are her source material. How's that?
That's right. There are these great big paintings, and they are composed of fabric that she has hand-dyed and put together in very tidy compositions. So you can still see the shapes of letters as though they were borrowed from billboards, but they're not entire letters, just fragments. And the colors are so extraordinary and special. And this idea of the fragmented words continues with an enormous wall-sized curtain that she's made that also has these fragmented shapes based on letters. And sometimes she uses these kinds of fabrics in performances. But what really resonates here is there's an additional component, a shelf, a bit like something you'd see in a mid-century modern house, with these ceramics that are also these fragments of these letters in these kinds of beautiful sort of mid-century colors, really like ochres and maroons and aquas, if you can think of that. And what interested me is how much they relate to the kinds of activities of women who work in fabric traditionally or did work in fabrics traditionally or in craft traditionally, brought into this modernist realm. And it also interested me that although these clearly refer to modern design and modern art, they're not functional. You have a curtain that doesn't cover a window, and you have ceramics that can't hold flowers as if they were a vase. I found the whole enterprise to be really very interesting, and it's especially interesting in the context of other shows that are in Culver City at this time.
Yeah, the work of Matthew Carter, let's talk about that, at Luis de Jesus on La Cienega?
That's right, and his abstract paintings are taken from harlequins, the kind of subject matter that Picasso used to great effect, only he's just isolated the diamond patterns that you might see on a harlequin's costume. And he's painted them on a sort of opaque scrim fabric at times. Sometimes there are layers so you can see through the diamonds to another image underneath. The diamond patterns are entirely coated in colored glitter with paint, which sounds really cheesy, but they're really quite interesting.
And at Honor Fraser Gallery, if there is such a thing as classic abstraction, that's on display in a group show from the 60s.
That's a great way to describe it because it is what Clement Greenberg described as post-painterly abstraction. And it includes works by Robert Motherwell and Frank Stella and Jules Olitski and Helen Frankenthaler. And it's a tidy little survey of that moment in time that sort of had fallen out of favor in many ways and now is back as a place where younger artists, like the ones I've just mentioned, are exploring the potential of geometric abstraction today.
Openness and Clarity at Honor Fraser is up through August 2nd. Go quickly. You can also see Heliquin Harlequin Clown by Matthew Carter on display through August 23rd at Luis de Jesus Gallery. And Pia Camille's The Little Dog Laughed is on display at Blum and Poe through August 9th. Details and some photos on our website at kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.